call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
How would you like to have the ability to have prospects actually sell you on why you should allow them to buy versus you having to sell them on why they should buy? Well, in this episode, I know that sounds crazy. Yes, I'm going to show you exactly how to have prospects sell you on why you should allow them to buy versus you having to sell them on why they should buy. In today's episode, I'm going to show you exactly how to do it.
King of Client Attraction.
My friend Marco Russell here. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. In today's episode, I'm going to show you exactly how to have prospects sell you on why you should allow them to buy versus you selling them on why they should buy. So you probably think, okay, Marco, how on earth and why would somebody sell me on allowing them to pay me $3,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 or more? Why is that? Here's why. Most people think selling is about talking and convincing and all this different type of stuff, right? So Peter Drucker has this quote where he says, great marketing makes selling superfluous. Great marketing makes selling superfluous. So what does that mean? If your marketing is on point, you shouldn't have to be selling anyway. So now when somebody goes through your marketing process and now they show up on the call with you or somebody on your team, they're interviewing, they're jumping through the hoops, not you. Why? Because you have the solution. How many times have you went to the doctor and the doctor was trying to convince you on why you should take a specific medicine, on why you should go pick up the prescription, on why you should get the surgery? They just pretty much, they ask you a series of questions, they diagnose you, and they say, well, here's the solution, and it's up to you to take advantage of the solution, right? You have this golden treasure chest in the form of the solution to their specific problem, and if they don't buy, they just get to keep their problem. Congratulations, right? So now, how does this process work? Number one, you get crystal clear on like, where is this client? This is called the discovery. You get crystal clear on where, well, I won't call them a client yet because it's just kind of in the prospective stage, right? So number one, you get clear on where they are, right? And then number two, that current reality. And number two, you get clear on like, what's their preferred reality? Where are they looking to go? And then you're going to have a gap. They're going to see this gap. And then if you believe you can help them, you can say, well, hey, I mean, based on everything you told me, I can 100% help you with this. Would you like me to? Would you like me to tell you how we can help you? And they're going to be like, well, yeah, absolutely. And then you're going to say, well, why is this important for you to take advantage of this now to solve XYZ problem? And they're going to tell you why it's important now. And then you ask them, okay, cool. Well, if something doesn't change now, like what's the consequences? And now they're going to tell you that. So all you're just doing is asking them questions and they're convincing you. You'll be surprised how many people we've had on the phone and we'll say, well, you know what? It doesn't sound like you're a good fit or you're ready for us just yet. And I'll be like, well, no, I'm ready. I'm definitely in. How can I do it? Blah, blah. All these different types of stuff. You'll be surprised. But I'm telling you, when your marketing is on point, and then you have the right conversations, not trying to sell anybody, but instead interviewing them to see if they're a good fit. It'll totally change the game when it comes to increasing your enrollments into your coaching programs, your consulting programs, or your higher ticket services. I promise you, okay? Because people always want what they can't have. And it first starts with having your marketing on point. So now when it comes to the sales process, they're ready to buy. Okay, and I always use the golf analogy. It's the goal of the driver is to get the ball. The driver is your marketing, the ball is the prospect, and then the hole is the sale. So the goal of the driver is to get the ball, which is the prospect, as close to the hole, within this, which is the sale, as possible. So now you can just tap it in, and now you're not out here trying to be all hard salesy and stuff like that. So implement that into your next enrollment conversation. Let me know what happens. And again, if you want some help with your marketing, you want to get more leads, you want to get more clients, and you want to grow your business while working 50% less, just head over to paidatplaybook.com, get the entire playbook, and the bonus videos that we got for you for all for 100% free. All right. So until the next episode, have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.